Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the New York Mets and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Johnny Lewis. Batting second, the second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting third, the third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth, the catcher, John Stevenson. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jack Fisher. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting second, the center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third, the right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh, the catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Gene Alley. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tommy Sisk. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Tommy Sisk. And now, play ball. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a line drive towards third. Smith reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into left field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Sisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisk hits a fly ball into left field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Hiller hits a line drive into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey strikes out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stargell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clemente moves to third. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 1 in the game. Clendenin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clemente scores. Stargell moves to second. It's 1-0, Pirates. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Christopher. Mazeroski reaches second base with a double. Stargell scores. Clendenin goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Pirates. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarani strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. Christopher takes first base on ball four. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0-for-1 in the game. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan misplays the ball. That's an error on McMillan. Tommy Sisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisk bunts towards short. McMillan fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on McMillan. Alley moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Stevenson for a passed ball. Alley scores. Sisk moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Pirates. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into right field. Lewis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lewis. Sisk scores. Bailey moves to second. It's 5-0, Pirates. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-2 in the game. Verdon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bailey scores. It's 6-0, Pirates. Dennis Ribbent now pitching. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Verdon moves to second. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Verdon moves to third. Clemente moves to second. Rob Gardner now pitching. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stargell takes first base on ball four. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clendenon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Christopher. Clendenon reaches second base with a double. Verdon scores. Clemente scores. Stargell moves to third. It's 8-0, Pirates. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Mazeroski takes first base on ball four. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Stargell scores. Clendenon moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-0, Pirates. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0-for-2 in the game. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 9, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin Collins pinch hits for Rob Gardner. Kevin Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lewis strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 2 in the game. Hiller hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 9, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Moorhead now pitching. Kevin Collins now playing third base. Bud Harrelson now playing shortstop. Jimmy Schaefer now catching. Tommy Sisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisk strikes out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a line drive towards short. Harrelson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Verdon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 9, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry May now catching. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cranepool for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hickman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 9, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stargell takes first base on ball 4. George Spriggs pinch runs for Willie Stargell. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Spriggs moves to third. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Mazeroski hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spriggs scores. It's 10 to nothing, Pirates. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 3 in the game. Alley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May moves to second. Tommy Sisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Sisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Oliver now playing left field. George Spriggs now playing right field. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Christopher strikes out. Two outs. Gary Kolb pinch hits for Bob Moorhead. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ali scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Carl Willie now pitching. Gary Kolb now playing left field. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a line drive into left field. Kolb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Verdon takes first base on ball 4. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Spriggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spriggs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Verdon moves to second. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Collins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-3 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon, who is chasing the ball. Lewis reaches third base with a triple. Verdon throws the ball into May, who tags Lewis trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Danny Napoleon pinch hits for Chuck Hiller. Danny Napoleon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Napoleon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 10, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Forbes F. Yield in Pittsburgh.